A police investigation has been launched into crowd behaviour at last night's soccer friendly between Australia and Greece. Fans have complained that Australian flags were destroyed, supporters were abused and threatened, and people were even spat on. And this is on top of scuffles that happened on the way to the ground and flares that were set off during the game. What is going on here? Why do some soccer fans insist on being pests? At least 15 flares were set off as hundreds of fans marched to Etihad Stadium. Scuffles broke out as police broke up rowdy marches. Additional flares were later set off inside the stadium in the middle of the game. 5 people were evicted from the stadium. And other fans have complained about being abused and spat on inside the stadium in front of their children. This is a bloke by the name of Dale speaking to the 3AW Breakfast Show this morning.
On attending the soccer match last night with my 9-year-old grandson, we were abused and spat on. My 9-year-old grandson had his Australian flag taken off him and destroyed. When we approached the police and complained about it, the police took us to the gate and put us out and told us it was easier if we left rather than they have to agitate the crowd.
Who spat on you?
Young Greek men.
So that's Dale calling Ross and John on 3AW this morning. He says opposition fans abused him, spat on him, abused his 9-year-old grandson and destroyed a flag. Why do people behave like fruitcakes when going to the football? Now, don't get me wrong, I love their passion, but we don't need flares. We don't need fights. We certainly don't have anyone spitting. When will they get that through their thick heads? I note that a bloke by the name of George Mendes from Melbourne's Greek Centre says this is hysteria surrounding these incidents and it's been blown out of proportion. He says it's disappointing a few people have done the wrong thing, but I think that there's almost hysteria when it comes to flares and football games. I'm not suggesting by any stretch of the imagination that people should be lighting them. I do feel, though, that Australian media in particular tends to obsess about them at a level that's just unwarranted. Well, George, in one breath you're saying it's not right to light flares, and in the next breath you're saying it's no big deal. And what about the other behaviour, George? The abuse, the spitting, the destruction of property, is that okay?